because churches are deceiving people. There's going to be lots of deception at the end times. So you see that churches are lying. So you don't go to church?
Oh, I do go to church. We go to a Bible-believing church that preaches the Bible, and the King James Bible.
Okay. So, but you didn't have the entire gospel right. So go deeper in the Word. Because you must be born again. You must bear fruits that you're of Him.
Well, see, the bearing fruit is it has nothing to actually do with your salvation.
That's not true.
It is a fruit. It is after you're saved. It is like a public, it's showing because He changes your heart.
So have you ever read John 15 when Jesus said, every branch that is in me that doesn't bear fruit will be cut off? Doesn't that have something to do with your salvation? He's talking about someone that believes but doesn't bear fruit. You're going to be cut off. That's what the Bible says.
Right, and the book of James also says that your works justify your faith. You're not justified just by your faith, you're justified by your works. So works and faith both go together.
But
and you sound like, I'm just going to ask you this. So do they teach you that once saved, always saved, like Calvinism, do they teach that, like, you can never turn away from your salvation?
You can't be saved, or you cannot lose your salvation.
You don't have it today, though, so you can lose the hope of it. See, you don't have it right now. You have the hope of it when you die. We have to endure until the end in order to get the salvation, the hope of it.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go take
okay,
that.
Okay, so yeah, keep pressing on, because they're not teaching you the truth. If you look on the back of that gospel card, there's a lot of lies that man-made religion is teaching, like you mentioned.
They are, but
you don't want to practice and participate in any of those.